Hey, everybody. I think we're live. This is Winfrey on Monday night.
You want me to start the recorder, Win?
There you go. I'll do it. As long as you mention it.
To start conference recording, press this conference is being recorded.
I know we have people listening all over the place these days, all over the world, and we're so glad to have you with us and supporting this. As most of you know, and some of you may not, this is a very unusual interaction between... I'll get rid of those things. A second.
Entry and exit chimes are off.
An unusual interaction between intelligence in higher dimensions and Earth. And we've been doing this now for 10 years. And like anyone, I was the biggest skeptic. And it probably took me 3 years to say, I think they are who they say they are. And I think this is real. And then it took me another 3 years to say, I think this is important for other people. I have no idea how to put it out in the world. I was visualizing myself on a corner saying, with a sign waving, sinners repent. And it took me another 3 years to, you know, work on making websites and learn how to do this stuff to get to the point where I figured out how other people could share the experience. And now, yeah, we were on George Norrie, I think 2 weeks ago, and that was kind of a miracle. And now we have suddenly thousands of people paying attention to us. And I thank you all, because one of the things they say, and you have to decide this for yourself, whenever I quote something they say, I can't prove it. And I can prove certain of the things that have happened around this. I can prove certain predictions. I can prove things they said where somebody was somebody else in a past life and the person was the spinning image of that person. I can prove all those things. And there's a lot of things I can't prove, and that's where people have to kick their tires. And ultimately, no matter who they are and where they're from, as long as they're positive, then each of you has to get something that benefits you, or else why bother? This is not about following voices in some other dimension. This is not about following Winfrey or Terry Brown. I mean, we're just two people who ended up having this experience and saying, I think this is important for other people to share. And the only reason we're doing 3 conference calls a week is because I've learned, my experience is, that there is a frequency attached to these guys in other dimensions. There is an energy that flows in that people can feel, and when they get that energy, the very loving energy, and they start to change and shift, and they start to get more loving. And it's a process, though, because all of us in this realm, or most of us in this realm, have gone through such long periods, and probably even many lifetimes, of feeling separated and alone and figuring out what you're doing here. And, of course, it's one of our contentions, and our sources say this, that if you're one of those people and you keep coming back to these calls, then you could be one of those spirit forms that was in another dimension, that graduated this realm, and decided to come back to be of service and help. And when you do that, you forget why you're here. Now, here's somebody thinking that's listening tonight, what a bunch of wackos. Well, you're welcome to your opinion, and you have to explain back to me Well, most of those people that say that never, ever study the story. They just make a snap decision, and they think they're really smart, and they walk off. If you're one of those people thinking that, please read the book at least. Read the story. Believe me, I did not make anything up. And it's like, if I had to prove that all those things happened, I could do it step by step by step. And because I wasn't alone. There were people around me. There were hundreds of tape recordings. The original tape recordings with Daphne are still in existence. So if I was doing this to make money, I sure didn't do a good job, because in the course of the last 10 years, you can ask Daphne about that, you know. We didn't make much money. I was going around doing shows and talking about this and sleeping in my car. And I knew I wouldn't make any money, but I had to do it. And we give all these calls out for free. And occasionally we charge for something. And I get an option today that if somebody just wants our free stuff, just click this button and we'll never sell you anything. Because personally, I think that everyone should have access to this. They can make their own choice. They should have access. I also know, and here's another key thing, when you give things out for free of this kind of nature, when you do that, it creates a protective energy. Because I'm not trying to manipulate everyone to spend money, come to my $300 weekend workshop. Now, if I ever do one of those, I might. You never know. It only means the people that have the money will help me do more to support the people that don't have the money, because there's no way we can afford to put on a weekend workshop at a big hotel and not charge for it. But we can do what we're doing now on these calls. And the calls, for whatever reason, the technology is free. The ability to use phones are free. Internet is not free, but it's certainly inexpensive for the amount of people we can reach. And I had this idea that, geez, we could reach a lot of people. And I asked my sources, this was in 2007, can you feel people on the phone line? Can you do that? Can you work with them? They said they could. Now, again, I didn't believe them when they said that. But I said, I'm willing to give it a shot. Let's see what happens. And here we are, and so many of you are emailing me, feeling the energy. Many of you are saying this is what you've always looked for. I think it's what I've always looked for. And if it's not real, you're welcome to try to give me another explanation. But don't dismiss it too quickly, because you may be missing something could be extraordinarily important to your own life path. And on that note, I hope Terry's here. Are you here, Terry?
Yes, I'm here.
Were you muted?
Yes.
And let's see if our conference line people are here. Hang on, let me open up the line.
All callers are muted.
Hang on.
All callers are unmuted.
Are you guys here on the conference line?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Here.
Yes.
Thank you for being here. You know, the only reason
I think I'm here.
You only think you're here. Well, you know, Terry, that's Terry's line. She says that didn't really happen, did it?
Big Newton of my imagination.
Just a little more magic.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
You know, the call tonight we're going to do, and I don't think, Terry, do you know what the call's about tonight? Did you read the email?
I have no idea.
You know, no, I shouldn't read the emails. This is totally off the wall. And, you know, it's always a, how do I say it? This is one of those calls that I have to give a lot of disclaimers for. Because when we do a live channeling, we can't take it back. And we don't know what's going to come through. The only reason I'm willing to do this is because we are creating a loving space. You guys who are on the conference call and you guys who are in front of your internets have learned to hold a loving space so that there's protection in it. And in doing so, you are creating the ambience that allows me to think that what's going to come through is going to be positive. And it usually is, almost always is. So I have a track record. But I, you know, sometimes people say, Wynn, why don't you stop? Why don't you let them talk? We don't want to hear you. Let them in. Well, you guys don't realize you've never done this, okay? And this is not just a intelligence from somewhere else. They are coming in and sharing space with us. And if you're on the line and they're sharing space with you and you're feeling weirded, if you're feeling out of balance, if you're feeling resentful, you know what? If enough people were feeling that on the line, we would be getting a negative force because we're doing it publicly. So the reason I talk is to bring the energies together. That I'm a human, and if I can do this, so can you. I'm an example, and I've learned how to do it. And I'll tell you, it does not mean that I walk around in an exalted state all the time. Anyone that's around me knows that for sure. I can be irritable. I can have all my human characteristics. And then I can lay down and meditate, and I can feel this energy come in around me. It's very loving, and you can do that too. You don't need to channel to feel that. Just try it. Lay down in your bed or get in a comfortable chair. Shut your eyes and say, if you're there, you can come. I'm open. And then feel the energy. See if it shifts. But it's really easy to make it shift when there's a group. Even a group on the phone where none of us know each other. We're a group. We're humans. We're all part of the same energy. And we tap into the oneness while we're on this phone line. And you'll be learning over time to take it home with you. You already are home, but to take it into your life and hold that space. And so many people have already done this. So when we do a call, we're going to ask about what's happening on planet Earth. It's like that is going out on a limb. And very oftentimes, they do not want to give a prophecy of doom and gloom. And one of the reasons is because if enough people were on this call or doing anything that's like this somewhere else, that are lifting their energy above the veil, then whatever was going to happen would change. You see, there's multiple timelines. See if you can visualize this. There's multiple timelines from where we are to the place where there's no time. And each of the timelines is creating a certain future. And so if there's a timeline that's creating doom and gloom, and that is the timeline that everyone on the planet or a very good majority of the people are accessing, then that's the timeline that's going to prevail. And if we're really accessing sources that are above those timelines, if we access them, then it turns it into a wild card where the future can change. Now, they definitely said there's going to be Earth changes. And they said the extreme of those depends on the people of Earth. I asked them, is all life going to end on planet Earth? They said, we don't think so, but it's up to the choice of the people. That's the thing. People don't realize they're all part of making the choice. And when you're looking for a prophecy, if you heard me on George Norrie, George tried to pin me down on a prophecy. What do they say is going to happen? And he allowed me to sidestep it because I know how these guys are, and
and I know kinds of things they say. So prophecies are all made within the context of lower timelines, and we're connecting with a timeline above all that, and just the fact that we're here, and just the fact that we're expanding, we could expand a lot more. If any of you have ideas for having reaching more people, please email me, because that's a priority now, because if what we're doing is real, if you've come to the conclusion it's real, and we're accessing a source that's above all these prophecies, then the more people on this planet that are accessing this source, the better it's going to turn out, okay? So we're going to ask some of those questions tonight about possibilities. And they always talk about probability vortices, and that on one hand, it's good to know what might happen so that you can have insurance. Like insurance might be having extra water in your refrigerator or in your cupboard. Insurance might be a lot of canned food. Insurance might be some gold coins and some silver coins. And insurance might be a couple of cans of gas. So that if there's long lines of gas lines and you have to get out of Dodge, you can. But, you know, there was one question that was asked, not to Terry, but to another source, I think about four or five years ago. And, you know, what they said was, the best insurance is community. The best insurance is having people that you've built spiritual affinity with and connection with in your own community, because that keeps you working together. That keeps you, if there's anything that happens that's really dangerous, you have people to turn to. For example, if you just have a bunch of gold coins under your bed and you think that's going to save you, and your neighbors know about it, or somebody knows about it, or even people think about it, guess who's going to be a target? You. You may end up being worse off than the guy with no gold coins. So these are things that each person has to figure out. And I know I want to make a point that one of the reasons we started Team Shift was to start Senses of Community. And I know that many of you have sent in applications, and we haven't done anything yet. And the reason is because we were not prepared for so many people. We've just been, you know, lankering along, and we have little groups of people that have developed great affinity with each other. And Team Shift is a great thing because you get to know people in other areas. So if there ever was a real emergency, you'd have people to go to. And the time to develop these kinds of things is now, not when there's an emergency. Because when there's an emergency and everyone's clamoring, it's really hard to know where to go, because anybody can't help everybody. There's too many people. But if you built your relationship now, if you built your community now, that's going to last through the calamity. So on that note, I'm going to start going into a session now, and I'm going to ask questions about it. Let me mute.
All callers are muted.
Hang on.
All callers are unmuted. All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves. All callers are muted.
Okay. Now, I picked this topic, and I didn't ask them if that was okay. So,
what is the topic?
You'll find out. Just a second. So, they may change their mind. And the really big disclaimer is, remember, that when we bring intelligence through from other dimensions, it is not meant to be absolute. It's meant to be considered. It's possible that Terry's conscious mind can bleed through. it's even possible we get a negative source, although I don't think so, because I don't think that's ever happened. But I do think Terry's mind bleeds through sometimes. So we're not here dispensing truth, and we're going to see what resonates and take it in and see what we need to prepare ourselves for things that could happen. This is 2012. Loads of people are saying December 2012, something is going to happen. There are people saying the negative is going to make something happen on December 2012 just because so many people are thinking about it. We have solar flares. It's obvious weather changes are happening. And we're going to look at that picture for in as much as we can in, we have about 30 minutes, and see what our sources say. So I'm going to call in the light. I think, Terry, after I call in the light, anyone on the line that's meeting for healing will leave a space of maybe 30 seconds so that people can bring in the energies and ask for healing for themselves or other people. Is that okay with you, Terry? Is everything okay?
Yes. Okay. Yes, so we'll give it 30 seconds after you call in the light.
Yeah, and that means if you're feeling the energy or even if you're not, just ask silently for things you need. And at one point, they said, write it down. If you want to write it down, they said that strengthens the connection. So get a piece of paper and write it down. And if any of you have results, please email me and let me know what happened, okay? And I'll share it with other people. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on this line, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the sun, to the earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the earth. And right now we invoke a group energy connection amongst all of those present on this line, and all of you who are listening to the replays anywhere on the planet. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to, and anything not of that nature must leave now. And right now, I want to ask for a special blessing, a special prayer, a special intent for all of you who are going through anything, whether it's disease, whether it's a difficult relationship, whether it's someone you care about that's having a problem. I want you to feel this energy, and I want you to send it to your problem for the highest good of all concerned and honoring free will. When I say send it to your problem, I should clarify, send it to your solution, okay? We don't want to strengthen the problem. We ask to surround the problem in love and let it release and heal so we have a solution. okay, we are ready, and you can deliver, our sources can deliver through Terry their opening statement and whatever they want to say on the topic that I have introduced.
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. This is July 16th, 2012, planet Earth, in the density that is considered the third density. And we take a look at your planet, and we see many, many wonderful people and many light workers. We also see many people that are under pressure, economic pressure, and people that are struggling to make ends meet and are struggling to hold their family together, and people that are influenced to some degree or another, many people, by karma. And one of the karmic things that plays havoc with an individual's life is they believe that they are not worthwhile or they are not worthy. This can be picked up by comments that are made by the parents or other people when they are growing up. And this is something to reprogram yourself from, because you are worthwhile. We extend farther to the nature of the elements on the planet, and we see that they are in the effect of the stars, of the energy of the stars. And we see that we, in the third density, are, as we are here with you, as we are multidimensional, we see an intensity in the frequency, an intensity of density that is increasing, and we see that it is moving your poles, your magnetic poles, and that as the density increases, the frequency also increases, and you have a pushing upon and a pulling upon the magnetic biosphere around the Earth, the magnetic flux, the magnetic fields, and that this is working in the areas of your Earth that are weakened by the lack of the ozone layer in places. This is affected by the harp energies, as they do not totally consider all of the ramifications of the specific energies they are aiming at the skies, and that there are, as we speak, solar flares that are impinging upon Earth. And if we take all of these influences together, the consciousness of the people, the consensus reality of all of the people, and the struggles they are going through creates a further vibration and density and we take all of these frequencies and these impingements together, that there are some overriding influences, such as the position of Earth within the galactic field, and the impingement is creating a change in the magnetic field, which can lead to a magnetic pole shift. You have seen some anomalies in the migration paths of whales and dolphins, which is partly due to this. Some of your airports have had to change the direction that the planes take off so that their compasses will continue to direct them in the correct direction for their flight path. The outcome of this, particularly after Earth comes to the center of the galactic plane and moves to the other side, which has been happening gradiently, makes this impingement accelerate. So consciousness, such as groups such as yours, and we totally appreciate each and every one of you in your participation, as this helps with clearing up the consensus reality to bring through a clarity towards the survival, towards the clearing of karma, towards the bringing of love and love light into the third density. This is a group that understands in general the importance of the love light and the importance of bringing the joy into the life, into the earth realm. For he as a person works towards the betterment of their life, to bring joy into it, to bring joy into the world, into the life, to bring excitement and enthusiasm and passion into the life, really helps change outcomes. As you do this, then it replaces the dreaded look at what might happen with all of the detrimental things, all of the things that people put out there, that the media puts out there, that might happen. The market is going to crash. The economy is going down. Passion and enthusiasm and excitement can bring a new look, can bring a look in that works, that moves towards exciting things for the economy, the replacement of the energy that is used by other means of energy, Tesla energy, solar energy, other energies that can be an exciting replacement, can provide jobs. We hold this there as the people on this line have the ability to love and to care and to feel joy, which can bring a change to the consensus reality. Those are our comments. Do you have questions?
Yes. You know, we have people all over the world, and I know, of course, people are worried about economic changes and breakdowns. And they're worried about earthquakes and tsunamis and volcanoes. And is there any, if you want to address this, are there any areas where people should be particularly careful about storing food and water, or any high likelihoods of those kinds of events?
Thank you. We say that community is one of the most important things. Getting onto things like team shift, which is something that Wynn set up to put little groups of people together that can help each day to support each other and can provide the fuel towards survival in times when there may be more difficult times in an area. Things such as, there is a water machine that takes water out of the air using solar power, and one can have enough water, which is very important for survival, can have enough water from this machine to sustain them 1 to 4 liters a day, depending upon what machine that they get, or to store a little bit of water, or if one is in a difficult area, for instance, in times of difficulty, some of the cities can be a difficult area, so individuals can make take a look around and see what's neighboring in the country or different places to go. We do not wish to create alarm. These are simple, and we do not have a particular location in mind when we're saying this. These are just common sense things that an individual can do. They can get the family together and see if something happened here, how can we all get together and make arrangements of how people can meet or get together. And if they are on team shift, then they can use team shift with people in different areas and to be on the calls. We look at it from a slightly different viewpoint in that we see that each and every person's life is a chapter in their track. And as they move from one life and transition to another, they take valuable lessons with them that they can use as they move through their track. One of the most important things is to reprogram yourself to believe in yourself, to trust in yourself, and know that you are extremely valuable and you are a beautiful, beautiful, magnificent, divine being. And this knowledge will carry you through anything, and you can simply move through it and on much as a child falls off the wagon, scrapes his knee, and then gets up, it heals, and one moves on. That is but a transition into a new chapter of your life. Those are our comments.
A lot of people are talking about solar flares and the potential for a big solar flare to come down and disrupt things. Is that a high possibility, a high probability, a low probability? And if it's in the cards for that to occur, how might it impact us?
We see that there is a connection between the sun and the earth, and we see that the sun is under pressure right now. It burned darkly for a few years, and there were not solar flares. However, now it is breaking out because of all of the pressure, and it is the solar flare cycle time for the sun. It will produce solar flares. If the solar flare does not aim towards Earth, then there is no worry. However, if it is aimed at Earth, then it will most likely affect the satellites, and they have some protection in that they can close down their protective machinery to protect against the solar flare. Also, flights may be asked to fly lower than, say, 30,000 feet in the air. It is unlikely that the solar flares will come to Earth and create the burning of part of the Earth's surface, although in the 1800s there was a solar flare that began some of the telegraph wires to burn. This is a rare occurrence, but it is a possibility. There is a connection, as we were saying, between the Earth and the Sun. And the better we treat Earth, the more harmony it will have. And it will not be communicating to the sun, asking it for help. When you, not you that are on the line, but people of Earth set off hydrogen bomb explosions, it creates a tearing within the atmosphere. It creates a tearing that needs to be healed. And the Earth experiences trauma as a result of that. The spirits of protection of the Earth experience extreme trauma when a hydrogen or atom bomb is set off. Explosions are difficult, and sometimes Earth signals the sun and asks for help from the trauma So, in a sense, as Carla Ruckert has said, in the law of one material, we are all one. And when one thinks they are getting away with something and no one has noticed and there are no consequences because no one has noticed, that is not true. It becomes a part of the whole, a part of all. And they have not gotten away with it. So we are all one. And that is one of the reasons we are so delighted to have contact with each and every one of you that wishes contact made, because it is reestablishing ourselves as a whole and letting you know that you are not alone and you are part of the family.
Thank you.
Do you have more questions?
A lot of people are talking about December of 2012, which is not very far away. And, of course, there's, if you listen to George Norrie, there's people saying every which way kind of thing. And there's also people saying that the negative is trying to take advantage of that date and that anticipation to create something to happen that wouldn't naturally happen, but would happen as a result of some negative catalyst. Could you share with us what we might, the probability vortices of things happening in December of 2012?
The probability is that we will move through that period without too much difficulty. Individuals should be aware of their circumstances around them and should take special precaution to make sure that they drive safely and that they have put their house in order for safety means, not to start a fire and leave the ashes on the porch, or, you know, just take your normal precautions. But we do not see in the outcome that there is anything particularly detrimental as a whole. And we realize that there are people that are totally convinced that there will be tidal waves and there will be difficulties. Now, we do not, we see that there are events that will happen because Mother Earth needs to release pressures in certain areas, which can be through prayer of groups lessened and can be very much changed in outcome by consensus love light being brought to the area. As far as negative groups, we do not wish to delve too much into the negativity, as we do see negative things, but we do not see them particularly, how do you say, we view the earth and the things going on and the projections that are projected for them, and we do not see some huge difficulty, but we do see in some negative groups that would love to make some problems, and but we do not see that their trajectories are overcoming the natural progress of Earth.
Thank you.
We see, yes, we see also that there will, as we mentioned, there will be, as Earth releases itself in the area of volcanoes, there will be some things, but we do not see them particularly aimed at December 21st. And we see that individuals can be aware of future volcanic activity through the paying attention to earthquake activity in the area of a volcano and using one's common sense and paying attention to your dreams and to your psychic, your psychic, what your psyche is telling you, that will also help you with any changes.
Thank you. You know, as a result of being on George Norrie, we've had a lot of new people come on our line, and many of them are listening tonight, and how has that impacted the effectiveness of our group, all these new people?
We can feel the consensus of the group who is listening, and it is a loving group, and it is impacting not only the effectiveness of the group that you have, but it is impacting the whole of the consensus within of the human race within the Earth realm, and also is warming our heart, our energy hearts, to a great extent, as it is bringing through love light into this third density, into the Earth realm.
Thank you so much. So we're about to close, and perhaps I'd like to say it probably would be a very good service for everyone who takes this seriously to send George an email and have me on again. That's George at Coast to Coast AM, and we can give about another minute at the most for any closing comments, and then we'll close this call.
Thank you. We send our love light to each and every person who is hearing this or reading a transcript later or listening to a replay at whatever time you are listening. And we are in your vicinity and there for you, non-linearly, each and every one of you, within the sound of the voice or reading of the transcript. And our profound appreciation for each of you goes out to you, Adonai.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Terry. Thank you, BBS. We'll bring this call to a close and see you, some of you, on Wednesday night, some of you on Sunday on our grid healing. And thank you for being here.
To stop conference recording, press 1. Your conference recording has stopped.
Thank you very much, Terry. Much love to you.
All callers are unmuted.
Thank you, Hush.
Thank you all. What a great call.
Love, light, and blessings to all.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you, Terry.
You're welcome, Terry. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks.
Bye, Terry, and win. I win.
Thank you, win.
Thank you, everyone. Good night.
Thank you, Wayne. Beautiful.
Thanks, Wynn.
Thanks.
Thank you, Wynn. It was great.
Be happy, everyone.
Right.
Thank you.